Good morning, Alert Bay. This is a unofficial summary of the meeting of the Alert Bay Council that took place on Monday, October 24th at 5 p.m. at the Legion. Remember, we are having our meetings in the Legion these days, and there is lots of room if you want to attend. I encourage you to come to attend and watch one of our exciting meetings. This meeting, we had an agenda over 100 pages in length, but you know, we dealt with it all pretty quickly. So anyway, we went through all of our stuff of adapting the previous minutes and adopting the agenda for this meeting and got all that done. There was a petition, property owner of 715 First Street Building Alternatives, but the person was away from town, so we tabled that for a future meeting. Old business, there was a building permit change on 60 Orca Way that was tabled from the last meeting to decide what to do about this. And we decided as a council that there would be a fee for the additional construction value and an administration fee charged to the property owners. So we were talking about this, where somebody has a permit and then they do a little bit more than their permit is included. So, you know, we suggest in the future that you let the village know if you are deciding to add to your permit, and that would help us a lot. New business, there was a request from the pickleball group to resume the hall, and there was recommendations from Squash BC about the 2 meter physical distancing, and that we approved that. The citizen report of public drinking and swearing at the Harbor Gazebo, signage will be posted there, and the RCMP will be contacted to deal with that. So correspondence for action, the Village of Caswell received a request for a support letter of rural economic development through healthcare, and we decided that we would write a letter of support for them. And this district of Port Hardy, there was a request for a support for their pool renovation project, and we did decide to send a letter to them too. Property owner of 26 Birch, letters of concern following tree clearing. Mayor Buchanan will respond to the property owner with letter writing support from the chief administrative officer. Family that uses the skate park, a letter thanking us for and suggestion for the artwork and messaging to encourage responsibility and pride in the park. We will contact that family for further recommendations. A citizen comment form regarding nuisance alder trees and grass at the airstrip. The item will be brought to the attention of Public Works. And Citizens for Quality Healthcare Campbell River, this is about them closing the lab and moving all the lab services to Victoria. And we feel this is just not a great thing to do for the North Island. So we're writing a letter of support to the citizens and a letter to Premier Horgan, Minister Trevina as well. BC Hydro LED streetlights. They're changing over the LED streetlights. Now, I made a suggestion that we would actually talk to BC Hydro about the idea of having motion-sensitive streetlights so that the light's off unless somebody is approaching it, and then it turns itself on. These would be more expensive, but you know, you'd save so much over the length of the light that would save money in the end. And if they're going to be changing them all out, this would be a good idea. Correspondence for information, City of Fort St. John, letter to Premier Horgan about BC Hydro net metering, Province of BC funding information, Community Social Planning Council, a link to the final report on Greater Victoria in-time homeless count and survey. There's an animal control report, a virtual 360 tour of visitor stats at our visitor center, and ACCRES, provincial changes to allow online payments for cannabis retailers. Province of BC update of health order, gatherings and events, Victoria Hospital Foundations, finding hidden COVID-19 cases, a research tool. Civic Info, the Arts Infrastructure Program. Province of BC, Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program. And then a letter from me to Minister Robinson about the Owner-Builder Program, which we are quite critical of, that Owner-Builder Program. So it was moved and seconded that all these items be received for information. Bylaws and policies. The Boat Harbor bylaw report to council, including public meeting notes. We had a special meeting where the public was invited. We had 13 people attend, and everybody spoke against the idea of removing commercial rates and thus increasing everybody's mortgage rates. I voted against this issue in the last meeting that we had had when this was brought up, and certainly we had public support for that point of view too. So it was decided that we would table that. And not, so that means that there's going to be no change in those, we're going to review it further and have some public consultation. So that's done for the time being. Council reports, Barron Buchanan made a site visit to check on the job done by Upland Contracting, met with staff regarding complaint, attended a tri-authority meeting, participated in a conference call with staff and on-site engineering, participated in two EOC teleconferences, and attended the regional district regular in-camera and hospital board meetings, attended the village bylaw public information session, was in and out of the office numerous times answering calls and emails. Councillor Gordon participated in BC Ferries province-wide Zoom meeting. Councillor Hill, I was able to mediate a conflict between two property owners so they could reach a compromise and avoid, you know, bylaw enforcement stuff. I received a response letter from the Minister of Housing regarding the Owner Builder Program letter I had written to Premier Horgan. I wrote a second letter to Minister Robinson, this time specifically ask if we could ignore this program and what the ramifications would be. There are some complaints of repairs that need to be done at the harbor. I will talk to the harbor manager. I have not been able to speak to the sergeant of the RCMP yet about the golf cart, but I'm still trying to get to talk to somebody here. And then I talked about a couple of letters that were sent by staff to residents, one for putting bark mulch and the log on the boulevard, and the recent clearing of land where the logs were put up beside the road for people to clear. The mulch was used to beautify the area beside the fence, and the logs were placed on the boulevard to allow people to cut firewood. I spoke to the council about the idea that we should be kind. You know, we're not elected to be policemen, although sometimes we have to do that. But in all dealings with Village of Alert Bay residents, we should be kind. We were elected to help the people. Do we ever write letters to thank people or offer positive reinforcement? We should be careful who writes the letters. There is an ombudsman who deals with complaints from municipalities who harass. And I actually have been reading about the ombudsman in terms of our bylaws. We're having a bylaw committee to examine our bylaws. And I think reading the ombudsman on bylaw enforcement is a good thing to do because he deals with complaints from citizens about bylaw. Anyway, I'll continue reading that and present information to the council. The chair recognized the chief administrative officer in response, and he said, one of the duties of my role as CAO is to enforce the bylaw. In doing so, it's not unusual to write letters to property owners and advise them of the rules. I wrote both the letters in the case of the logs on the boulevard. Vehicles and the woodcutters were working on the road, including near the crest of the hill. This is a safety hazard. The boulevard is village property. The wood chips were placed on the boulevard without permission. The boulevard is village property. In some cases, there's an underground infrastructure. In response to that, I would say that this is a small community. We know everybody. So if there is a bit of a traffic jam from somebody leaving logs for the public to cut up as firewood, then we walk up there and maybe, you know, from the village works, we put up a sign there, lend them a sign to sort of redirect the traffic or whatever we need to do. Again, you know, I think these were both public gestures of citizens to give out to the community, and we should be recognizing that. Councillor McGregor attended the Boat Harbor Bylaw Public Information Session. Staff reports, Kane Gordon, Fire Chief. Practices are being held when the crew members are available. Mayor Buchanan responded to a large fire at a residence and requested the fire to be extinguished. The residents said it was a campfire. However, there were flames higher than the roof of the house. The individual had no burning permit. I believe we should be fining people for this. Staff will study the bylaw regarding fines. Council agrees that it should be fined if the bylaw supports it. And I agree, too, that if, I mean, you have to really be careful with fires. And if this island did start to burn, it would be catastrophic. So everybody be careful out there. Lyle McNish, inventory of the land holdings. And I had asked for this to be presented, and Lyle did give a report of all the properties that we own. Properties vacant and properties with buildings on them. So I thank Lyle for doing that. Lyle, also Investing in Canada Infrastructure Grant, the report was provided for information. Two grants will be applied for. There were some people attending the meeting and there was a question period. Question, I'm wondering if the grass cutting at the airstrip can be delayed so that the cranberries can be harvested as they are almost ripe. Answer, no one should be anywhere near the airstrip. Planes have had to abort landings, and Transport Canada has warned us we could lose our airport designation and therefore have no ability for medical evacuations. This has been advertised on the bulletin board, the website, and the Bay Banter, and people are still walking on or around the airstrip. One thing we did talk about is the idea of putting, like they're done in Port McNeil beside the highway, that walking path that's covered with gravel. That would be an excellent project for us to apply for some funding to do that. That would go along the edge of the woods there, and people could walk on that instead of on the runway. I do see a lot of people walking on the runway too. And if we were to lose our airport status and not have planes able to land here to evacuate medical cases, that would be a tragedy. We did have a motion to exclude the public, and so everybody that was in attendance left, and then there was an in-camera support. The Risen Report, a contractor was chosen for the architectural design phase of the town square. And the meeting was adjourned at 6:23 p.m., so thanks very much.